It's Monday, September 30th, 2024.
Dislike of and anguish over social media is just growing and growing and growing. And it's part of our problem, particularly in democracies, in terms of building consensus around any issue. It's really hard to govern today. The referees we used to have to determine what's a fact and what isn't a fact are kind of, been eviscerated to a certain degree.
The American taxpayers, my constituents that are having a hard time afford their groceries, pay for a car, buy a new home, spend $1.6 quadrillion to fix a problem that A, doesn't exist, and as a matter of fact, you might be exacerbating because it's unknown. It is unknown at this time the low level that of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere that might actually destroy life, because plant life all depends. As you know, Secretary, plant life all depends on CO2. And when we kill it, then we're done, too. I yield the balance.
Congressman, let me just say that I don't agree with what you're saying out there for any number of reasons. I don't have time to go into all of them now, but I'll just tell you point blank that the difference between the periods you're looking at in terms of heat, et cetera, and human input is night and day, number one. Number two, why do you think 195 countries in the world, their prime ministers, their presidents?
Because they're grifting like you are, sir.
But look, if people go to only one source and the source they go to is sick and, has an agenda and they're putting out disinformation, our First Amendment stands as a major block to the ability to be able to just, hammer it out of existence. So what we need is to win the ground, win the right to govern by hopefully having, winning enough votes that you're free to be able to implement change. Now, obviously, there are some people in our country who are prepared to implement change in other ways. And
so
that's
you're
really
questioning
dangerous.
Really if democracy can survive unregulated social media.
I think democracies are very challenged right now and have not proven they can move fast enough or big enough to deal with the challenges that we are facing. And to me, that is part of what this race, this election is all about. Will we break the fever in the United States?
See, while always ensuring and defending free speech, we must make it clear that it cannot be okay to bully and attack people online. Governments, and especially big technology companies, need to safeguard people's data and privacy and address online harassment and violence to ensure trust in technology.
The Socialist Democratic Party just can't help prodding the sleeping giant. The left has made it abundantly clear that they want our president not just impeached, but beheaded. They have pushed that narrative repeatedly. But first, they must decapitate InfoWars so that the heads of conservatives will roll.
Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist whose brand is bullying. He launched similar attacks against the families whose 6- and 7-year-old kids were slaughtered at Sandy Hook.
And these people are all lawyers. They're very smart. They've defamed me in fake lawsuits they filed, funded by the Democratic Party, knowing they're protected filing false statements under defamation in lawsuits. And then they do it as members of Congress, protected with immunity for false statements.
A Slate article references a study by Jonathan Albright, director of the Tao Center for Digital Journalism at Columbia, who found 9,000 videos on YouTube with titles that are, and I quote, a mixture of shocking, vile, and promotional themes that include rape game jokes, shock reality, social experiments, celebrity pedophilia, false flag rants, and terror-related conspiracy theories dating back to the Oklahoma City attacks in 1995.
It mixed terror-related conspiracies in with false flags when Gulf of Tonkin and all these other things are declassified to be staged. Anybody has a right to question that when it's a history of it. Doesn't mean we always think it's fake. We have to look at it.
Every one of your rights has been compromised by a totalitarian state grown to adulthood under your very nose. But the First Amendment is still holding its ground under a hail of globalist arrows, but it can't withstand the assault forever. We are reaching the critical moment. Stand up, America, and reclaim your rights. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's Monday, September 30th, 2024. I come to you from the embattled InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas. We are 35 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, 32 seconds. The most important election in world history. Thank you, my friends in America and across the world and all the ships at sea for tuning in to this global transmission. We are promoting a pro-human future. We are Team Humanity. All right. The enemy is now completely out in the open. They want a cashless society, world government, no parental rights. They want to control our bodies. The Democrats here in America, Team Demon, and other leftists around the world, funded by the BlackRock WEF crime syndicate, are saying, we're going to abolish the Supreme Court. We're going to establish a dictatorship to protect democracy. We're going to put you all in jail for your speech to protect freedom. We're going to kill babies past 9 months to protect life. We're going to murder the truth. They are just out in the open. Time to repeal the First Amendment. New Yorker magazine, it's time to torch the Constitution. It goes on and on and on. It's all out in the open. And new video coming up. Wow. Barack Obama's former Canadian ambassador revealed Zoom call where Hollywood celebrities and social media influencers discuss undetectable ways to steal the election in 35 days. They themselves are saying they're going to steal everything for your best interest. Then corporate media attacks Elon Musk when he says these are tyrants. We're in an existential crisis, meaning a death battle for the very life of the republic. Elon Musk declares, if Trump is not elected, this will be the last election. Oh, they'll still have ceremonial elections, but like Venezuela, but they won't be real. Elon's 100% on target. Elon Musk declares, if Trump is not elected, this will be the last election, says voting Trump is the only way to save the republic. That isn't hype. That is the urgency of where we are. And General Flynn laid out last night in an hour and a half powerful breakdown, wargaming the enemy operations and plans. In fact, we posted that after the live show on X last night. It was extremely powerful. And the clips that were put up front of the interview boil it all down. So I think at the bottom of the hour, you guys grab last night's archive. It's on X. It's 89 minutes long. I want to air the first 5 minutes or so of that coming up later in the hour. So get that. That's what we're going to play. Now, I just want everybody, including myself, to realize and just take a moment take in a couple deep breaths and just get in that quiet place and just really think about where we are and what's at stake. We're not going to have to wait 20, 30, 40 years for the New World Order. We're now living in it. I remember being a child, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, many times in Austin, Texas, at my grandparents' house, and my grandfather, C.W. Hammond, sitting around the breakfast table talking about the New World Order. And if we don't stop this by the time you're an adult, there'll be a worldwide computer controlling everything you can do and what you can sell. And the homosexuals will be inside the schools sexualizing the children, and the borders will be wide open. And of course, he knew everything he was talking about because he was smart. That's 40-something years ago. And then my dad's dad, Jerry Jones. Exact same stuff. Because they were informed. And the bookshelves were just full of the naked communist and Cleon Skousen and books by other people that were aware of what was going on. And now here we are. I remember being on air 30 years ago. If we don't mobilize and get organized and stop this global UN agenda, why? In a few decades, it'll be here. Well, guess what? My job's a lot easier. And I wish we would have stopped it. We slowed it down some, and it's got big opposition. But you know what? It's in the ring with us, and it's swinging, and it's bloody. We've knocked some of its teeth out, but we're bloody too. And we're in a fight. And I'm getting chills. Man, I go back to everything my uncle talked about, everything my dad talked about, everything my grandfathers talked about. And it was like they were in a time machine and had come to today and seen it all. And they also didn't just come to the year 2024. They'd gone to the year 2035. I remember being like 10 years old, my dad around the dinner table. Well, the big fraud will be the transhumanist system. They'll say they can upload your brain into a computer and they'll make everyone accept that it has rights like a corporation, but it really won't be a human. It won't have a soul, but they'll convince everyone that you really live forever through this system, and they're going to give these automatons and robots the same rights as humans. And how did he know all that? Because he was reading their own literature, their own futurist plans. And now you turn on the news. Oh, yeah, soon when you die, they'll upload you into an AI and you'll live forever. So here's the big takeaway, all right? And then I'll get into all the news, the clips, the rest of it. There are so many clips of globalists around the world and right here in the U.S. saying we're going to repeal the entire Bill of Rights Constitution. We're going to abolish the Supreme Court, not just pack it. And we are going to establish a permanent bureaucratic one-party state, Democrat Party coup, and national emergency to protect democracy when that is the complete opposite of that. So they're branding total totalitarianism run by technocrats in a transhumanist death cult whose end game is publicly reducing world population to 500 million. And because they control the central banks and the money, they don't care how unpopular or how evil it is. They intend to enforce it. And because it's so horrible and so bizarre, as it's actually happening, and going from beta into operational, it's in launch phase. People just aren't ready for that. And I've used this analogy hundreds of times, it's the best one.
when they pulled up at Galapagos Island, you know, 200 years ago or whatever it was, 190 years ago, look at the actual date, discovery of Galapagos. The whalers pulled up. And they wrote letters home about what they saw. People didn't believe it. You know, iguanas that swim and giant fat birds running around that are stupid, twice the size of a turkey. And within a couple of years, all the dodo birds were dead. Big, giant, fat, juicy, delicious bird. And had never seen a human, didn't have a predator. You'd walk right over to one with a club and kill it, and then another one would just look at you. No instincts. There's a video in Walmart I saw this morning where a giant fire just burst and flames start exploding and shooting up in the ceiling. And all these women just stand there like 10 feet from the fire going, ugh. Then a few men have instincts and run in and start putting it out. But the point is people don't even move away from the fire. They just keep getting items off the shelf, and they don't even know a 40-foot inferno popping up in front of them is something you might want to move away from. They've been, and like one black guy goes and puts it out because he's got instincts. So that's what, I mean, I liken it. I've used the analogy before. It's like you're in your house and fire shooting out of a room and you just go and decide to brush your teeth or maybe play a game of poker or maybe shine your shoes. And they know they've got a large part of the public, not a majority, but a large portion that's in this trance mode. And they're just like, yeah, we're going to arrest you for your speech now. Yeah, there's going to be a new pandemic. We're going to lock up those that don't agree to stay locked down. We're going to put you in camps. And it's all over the world, the same system. The UN runs it. And you've got all these leaders, and the head of Google and all of them are just, you know, we're just going to use the UN and America and NATO, and we're going to bring in troops when everything collapses. And then they're collapsing everything by design. And they're bringing in their new world currency. And I'm just sitting here watching it happen. And then there's a nice little touch. I barely made it on air today because the auction company crew arrived. And they're going around taking photos of every TV and every light and everything. And people have to put labels on things on their desk, you know, family photos and things that, oh, this isn't owned by InfoWars, for the auction coming up on November 13th. And it's not money to pay people damages I owe. That was all rigged. No, they don't want money. They've said, we want you closed. And I don't sit there and go, oh, poor me or the poor crew, though the crew's great and I feel for them and all the listeners. It's emblematic. It's the climate we're in. We're the canary in the coal mine of what's coming for everybody. And again, you're not going to have to wait 5 years for it or 30 years, the old timers. Because, see, we're not in the old times. We're, you know, I remember reading all the, you know, having all the experts on, William F. Jasper, all those guys that are still around, and I'd be like, well, when will they really have the world government going? And they're like, well, 2020 is when they go out of beta into operational, and by 2025, they'll start banning all your rights and dissolving all the borders, and then they'll start arresting it, because it's all in documents. And there's nothing worse than, like, a book that's a battle plan, and they're following it. And you go, let's see the next page. And you say, okay, yeah, and then the next one. It's like having a program for a play. And you've got the different acts, the different scenes, and you're, okay, coming up next. Hamlet talks to the skull, or, you know, coming up next. Captain Ahab jumps on top of Moby Dick and sticks a spear in him, a harpoon. Or next, Romeo meets Juliet. Or next, Romeo and Juliet commit suicide. You know, you're. And John Kerry's like, oh, we got to protect freedom. We got to ban the First Amendment. I put in the Obama deception their plans by the year 2023 to be closing farms around the world and ranches, and now they're doing it. People would watch Obama deception. I'm showing the documents from the UN. They're like, oh, come on. And then now it's just right on time. Hell, you can almost set your watch by it. And let me tell everybody what happens once the cashless society is in place.
They're going to release way deadlier viruses than COVID. They're going to release way more deadly shots. And people already put up with 30-plus million dead from the shots. So now it's going to be, you know, hundreds of millions dead from the next shot. And you'll just be like, well, I didn't die, but my wife or husband did, or my kid did, or the neighbor did. Well, I just, you know, if I comply, I still get universal basic income put on my phone. And okay, well, you know, oh, well, if you criticize it, you know, they take you away because you can't have folks putting out disinformation. And they just think they're going to orderly have you do all this. And they're going to kill you and your family. You understand, they want to murder you. And people go, whoa, this guy's scary. He can't be on air. I can't be on air right now in their view because it's all going to happen just like I told you. And that's why in the federal filings, they don't want to just take InfoWars off the air. They're claiming they own my name, everything I ever did, which clearly the law doesn't say they can do, but they don't care. This is the new system. Because I could go off the air today. If you've got a hard drive of what I said 25 years ago or 10 years ago or today, and you're watching this a year from now, as fast as this is starting to move, it is going to be so powerful. And they know that. Because they want you in the future to be believing the latest propaganda for why they're doing each increment. They don't want you to look at things in its totality of the whole of where you were, where you are, and where they're taking you. So, you've got to become independent. That doesn't mean a bunch of money. It means food, water, a farm if you can, or work with folks that have a farm. Maybe you're a doctor. Maybe you're an auto mechanic. Maybe you're an electrician. You can move to the country with people that are being sustainable. I mean, really sustainable. You hear globalist sustainable, it means not sustainable. And you've got to understand, you've got to fight in the info war to slow the globalists and wake people up. But you've also got to then go into rear guard actions and get ready, because if we don't get President Trump in and we don't get all these populist groups in, which is happening, we're actually winning. It's why the enemy's so desperate. Then they're going to continue to carry out the next phases, and the next phases are so horrible that I did a great job the last 30 years about covering all the phases that were coming and the current phase we're in. And I've talked some about the final phase that we're entering. And it's so horrible that I have shied away from it. Now, I remember a couple of years ago seeing the video they were just showing. I forget the name of it. What's the name of that great animation that the guy's even an animator, but he made it, and it's a big hit? Beyond the Reset. Beyond the Reset. In fact, re-upload that to Al Realix Jones and just say, coming next. Or say, this is not science fiction. This is a documentary about the future. This is not science fiction. This is a documentary about the future if we don't stop it. Put it out with that headline. And I get the Canadian guy on who made it, and he said, oh, you actually inspired it hearing your shows about what they're going to do. And so just for me talking, he saw the future, which is in their actual plans. And this is the future, Beyond the Reset, where you're locked up, and they're slowly killing everybody around you, but they make you opt in to be killed, and then robots take your dead body away. Now, we're not there yet, but they're building these facilities everywhere, and this is actually what they'll do. The next phase will be a huge attack. We'll kill hundreds of millions with an actual virus, then hundreds of millions with the shots, but then the mega attack where they kill almost everybody comes after that. So they've done beta. Now they're going to hit us with an operational test as a probe, and then the big attack comes. So everyone listening, most of you will be dead, whether it's a year, 5 years from now. The timelines can change, but it's all been planned out. Your death, how to liquidate your body and then use it for fertilizer. Everything's been actuaried, all war planned down to the final little piece that any humans are allowed to live will be factory grown humanoids. That will just serve as automatons for the globalist, biomechanical androids. And this is the brave new world. Huxley wrote about it in 31, published in 32. In 61, before he died, he wrote Brave New World Revisited, gave speeches. You can watch them, listen to them. Just type in Huxley's Brave New World Revisited, Berkeley speech or others. And he says, no, this will be the plan by the 2020s.
they would like to begin the implementation of it. And they're doing it. So it's a big long-term plan. And if you want to be killed and slowly tortured before they do that, then you can just continue to say you choose not to believe what I'm saying. But the good news is we put the alarm out. We've warned the people, and a lot of folks are listening now and understanding what we're facing, and the globalist plan is now falling apart. The problem is they're crazy, and we'll just try to accelerate it. And Hillary has said that a huge October surprise will come. And she's saying it will distort and pervert Kamala Harris, but then she implies there'll be other October surprises that damage Trump. So when she talks, it's a double-edged meaning. I want to get into what that means and play that clip and so much more. But before we go to break, we are in the fight of fights of fights right now. And whatever happens to InfoWars, whether we get a good buyer and survive or not, I intend to continue on, but I cannot do it without capital. So if you want marching orders, if you choose to be with us and continue on one of the most important or not the most important outlets of the fight against the enemy, I need you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a fundraiser shirt that's more than the other shirts. It's $50, a classic InfoWars, deep red on navy blue. It's a striking shirt. People love it. With a red American flag on the right arm with InfoWars.com. And by getting the shirt, you either know you saved InfoWars if it survives, which we hope to do and we're working hard to do, or you know you help with the launch of 2.0. But I need capital, plus these are great shirts. The regular shirts are between $30 and $34, made in America, beautiful, high quality, from the top, one of the top designers in the country, Bigley, thealexjonesstore.com. But when you get the Save Alex Jones broadcast shirt, it's $50, and that goes to my legal bills because I have been liquidated, had absolutely nothing as of 2 months ago, and now I'm out of bankruptcy. Personally, though I'm being hunted by the globalist, they didn't give me a discharge, but I have to have capital to fund so they can't steal my name, which they're trying in court. And they're trying, so you can't do that. We're not in Kansas anymore. And so they can try to get my social media and the rest of it. And I also need to do a lot of other stuff. I'll leave it at that. This is go hour. And I want to thank those that have supported. I want to encourage those of you on the fence. This is the time to go all in. And buying a t-shirt to try to save the country and the world, you can't bet on a better place. I humbly ask everyone who's been on the fence, just make the decision to go to thealexjonesstore.com and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition fundraiser t-shirt. And one way or another, I won't give up. I won't sell out. I can't be bought, but I could give out. So I'm asking for your aid and comfort. I'm asking for your succor. I'm asking for your backing humbly now, and I will fight to the end. I will never surrender. I pledge my name, my honor, my treasure, my family, on the altar of liberty. I have sworn on the altar of God, eternal resistance to all forms of tyranny, but I need your help. I want to thank you, and I want to encourage everybody to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. thealexjonesstore.com right now. And get the ball caps, the t-shirts, all of it. And I want to thank those that have. And also, my dad's company with great supplements, drjonesnaturals.com. drjonesnaturals.com. Those are the coordinates to keep the info war rolling forward. They want to shut us down, but you're not going to let them.
Nothing moves. High news. Black dollar rolling.
I'm down to my last few chips. It's like a video game. You're winning the last level, fighting the last boss, but you're on one life, quarter power, one more hit, you're blown up. I use the Rathacon analogy. I'm not a big Star Trek fan, but I like that movie. Some of the 60s shows I liked growing up as a kid. But the point is, it's all put correct. That movie where the ship, the big weapon's about to go off. They're going to get killed. They're trying to race away from the detonation of the Genesis Project. And Kirk says, Scotty, I need warp 1 in 5 minutes or we're all dead. And that's not really the case. I mean, there's a lot of stuff lined up. It takes a lot of time to deal with. A lot of big groups want to come in and launch stuff. I've got to go through that. I've got to make sure they're not going to control what I say. We've got backups, but it takes time to set that up. The person I trust the most is me. and Alex Jones sitting on no money, basically, and not having money to, I have to personally go in and pay for, so they don't take my name, which is preposterous that they're trying, or the social media, if they shut down InfoWars, I have to be able to hold them off like I've been doing. They got Giuliani in a year. I've been fighting them 7 years. So, grace of God, you know, we're in the fight. But I've got to fight that and pay for the bankruptcy defense in the next few months, and it's conservatively $300,000. And you got to sell a lot of t-shirts when you're only getting a few bucks per t-shirt yourself to pay for that. So they're great t-shirts. You need them. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And a lot of folks are responding, and I don't want to belabor here, but I belabored yesterday and we got big support. And it's nothing more frustrating than have to just cover this to survive. But that's what I'm doing. But they are great t-shirts. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Separately, the sponsor, my dad's company, based right here in Central Texas, DrJonesNaturals.com. Great nano silver products, great next level foundational energy, Kava Chill, Top Brain, Rocket Rest Sleep Aid. You go there and like 70% of the stuff sold out because my dad's up against the wall. They've been attacking and going after him for 2 years. He spent basically everything he had on that. He put everything else he had in to get some stable products reordered and four new products that start coming in next week that are going to be great. So you go there and you're like, well, there's almost nothing here. Now we're up against the wall. So go get what's there. Stuff that's left's all great. Silver Bullet, Foundational Energy, Kava Chill. A lot of other stuff. There's still like more than a dozen items left. There was like 50 there before. And just get it, and then you'll see the stuff come back. It's like farmers. They got to have money to hold back to buy seed or save seed. DrJonesNaturals.com had to put everything in to get the next seeds to continue the cycle of funding our operation and my dad's operation funding us. So that's why you're like, well, there's almost nothing left here. It's all got, we didn't have the money to buy more stuff. He didn't have money to buy more stuff. So we are up against the wall here. So I won't have to do this every show if more than 1% go, you know what? I think I'm going to stand up for the country and myself in the future and support people that are obviously the top enemy of the globalists. It's a no-brainer. And I'm going to get great products in the process. It's just... But I get it. Most people, this is just a show. This is not a show, people. This is the defense of the future of our species that's having a big effect on the enemy. So I want to thank those that understood this and have bought the products and loved them. They've got like 4.7 star reviews. And I want to encourage those that haven't to go to drjonesnaturals.com. And then InfoWars Store. Anything you order, even if we get shut down, it's all there. Won't be shut down for months. You know, if that's the case, because even if they sell it and bad guys get it, it'll take a few weeks, they say, to shut it down. So we're about 2 months out from shutdown. So you'll get all your product at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Refusion's back in stock for 40% off, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com as well. All right, I'm going to blitz news. Stay with us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to finish something I was saying there at the end of the other segment that I'm getting into the most important news ever. We've stayed on air for the epic attempted globalist coup against America. When they finally move into pure totalitarianism, they have to go, well, of course we're going to arrest people that criticize us. Of course we're going to get rid of the Supreme Court, not just pack it. Well, of course we're going to ban free speech. Well, of course we're going to have world government. Well, of course we're going to force inject you. Of course we're going to do all. I mean, they have to normalize it. And it's not going to get any better, folks, denying it. It's not going to get any better. Look at human history, all the tyrannies and all the corruption. That's more common than liberty. Liberty's very rare. And now you've got all these tools that evil has that it didn't have before. Now, we have tools as well. And if people's hobby was battling tyranny instead of bowling, and I like bowling too. I do it some. My point is that's all they care about. You polish the balls. They're in the league. Can't be bothered with politics. Well, it's bothering you. You don't believe in the devil. The devil believes in you. It's coming after you. So I was talking about supporting us earlier, and I went to break and thought, that's not even strong enough. Do you understand they are trying to get through me to get to you? You understand epic history is happening right now. You understand the enemies of freedom hate this broadcast because I believe in you. And they hate your guts and they fear you. And they want to cut you off from being able to communicate and know what's happening and communicate with others. This is epically important. And I'm not mad at anybody, but it shows the mindset of even people that tune in by the tens of millions a day and less than 1% buy anything. Forget Alex Jones. If the millions of people that tune into this every day made it their focus to fight tyranny and to support Trump and Tucker and Elon Musk and me and others, like you support having a fancy car or something, we'd beat the New World Order. So again, I need to see major support. We could be shut down in 44 days here. And I worked till 9 o'clock at night last night. I'm not complaining. I worked almost all of Saturday, almost all Sunday, and I love my children. I love my 7-year-old daughter. And I'm usually with her a lot. I can't because she'll lose everything in the future if we don't beat this. That's what I'm saying. This is existential. This is the big one. This is the end of America and crazy tyrants taking control. You think they're bad now. You've not seen anything. I mean, this is serious. You think when General Flynn's in here with me, he talked about it. He doesn't know. They win. They're coming after us big time. And I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about the children, folks. These people want to destroy their futures, destroy their innocence. We've got to stand for the children. We've got to expose the next pandemic and the next UN treaty and everything. We're kicking their ass. That's why they're desperate. We forced them out in the open. They're accelerating because they're behind. We're winning. We have the initiative. But people have got to understand we're in a war for the future. Now, here's an example. I have a legal emergency that I got to make a decision on right now. I was with lawyers and CPAs till 9 o'clock last night, on Sunday night. I've got to get off the air right now to deal with this phone call because I'm in charge. I make the decisions. And I'm not bragging. It's all God working through us. But I've survived attacks longer than anybody except Trump. Everybody else, they get quick. I have to make the decisions. So I have to go off air. It's okay. The Tucker Carlson intro was great. We'll play a little bit of that. I should get done with this quick, and I'll be back, and I promise I'll hit all of this. But this is a microcosm of them frustrating me and trying to keep me away from my mission to draw me off where I've got to defend the platform instead of using the platform to attack the enemy. And share the article. Share the videos. Take clips of the show. Re-upload it. Send it out on your email list, your text message. Say, this is forbidden information. The enemy's moving mountains to stop this information. I can't do it without you. Go to the alexjonesstore.com. Get the fundraiser shirt. Get the other shirts. I want to thank those that have, but others that haven't, what are you thinking? This is about you and your future. This is about backing those that will stand and fight as an example. The enemy sees us as a Roman standard they want to take down. Support the alexjonesstore.com, infowarsstore.com, drjonesnaturals.com. Those are the coordinates. I'm asking you to make the right decision. I'm begging you for all our futures together to take action. But regardless, pray for the broadcast. Regardless, share the videos and articles and get aggressive about it. And again, I want to salute those that have kept us on air and salute the crew. Here's the Tucker Carlson. I'll be right back.
Deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed at the low dosages of oppression. Now, when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me, as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
In the summer of 2001, said, you need to call the White House right now because planes are going to hit the World Trade Center and they're going to blame it on Osama bin Laden. He said that. I've seen the tape. You can look it up. Why didn't the U.S. government call Alex Jones and say, how could you have known? Clearly you're a prophet of some kind. We need you in this global war on terror because clearly you can see things that nobody else can see. That's incredible. Have you even met anybody who's predicted something like that? No, you haven't. Like, I've never met anyone. I met everybody. I've never met anybody who did anything like that. But instead of celebrating Alex Jones for making the most unbelievable call in the history of the news business, they set about, the FBI sets about trying to destroy him. And so begins this incredible saga of lies about Alex Jones, which you probably all heard about. I'm not going to relitigate it, but that was the FBI that did that. And they try to bankrupt Alex Jones. They try to put Alex Jones in prison. Why would you put the guy who called that in prison? This guy is clearly on the side of the United States. He's trying to help our country. So that fact, if there's only one thing you know about Alex, everything I said is 100% true, by the way. I'm not guessing, but this is a fact. If there's one thing to know about Alex Jones, it's that. And on the basis of that, I will always believe and I will always say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met. And so I am proud to have him. Not having him here because it's like naughty. Ooh, Alex Jones. It's like, no. I'm proud to know Alex Jones. I'm proud to know the person who tried to warn the country about the worst terror attack in our history and was persecuted for it. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones. Jones, so controversial. Love God, love America, love freedom. Oh, you're so radical.
and Tucker, Alex, the one thing I always give Alex props for that no one ever gives him credit for, Alex Jones has stood against war for 30 years every single day of his career.
Do you feel that the hope that in the end there's victory? Do you really feel that?
Barring the globalists starting a nuclear war. But then they'll still get beat in that process. Those of us survive will dig them out of their holes. Their bunkers will be their tombs. But other than them trying to start World War III, which we're very close to, other than end of the world stuff, our trajectory is victory. All over the world, populists are winning. All over the world, the incumbents are getting thrown out. All over the world, I mean, you go to a comment on Instagram where they even try to censor. And Bill Gates does an interview, and there'll be 20 million views, and I'll read for an hour and can't find one person that isn't exposing him. Klaus Schwab had to step down as the head of the WEF. The globalists are hated. They just had their big Davos meeting earlier this year about getting trust back. And I watched the Clinton Foundation with Chelsea up there at her gala going, everyone hates us now more than ever. What do we do? We've got to censor them more. And Hillary crawls out from under a rock. We'll start arresting Americans for their speech. That'll teach them. I'll get you and your little dog, too. We have forced them out in the open. They're weak. The mask is off. And now the sleeping giant is awakened.
Everything you've said about the chemical poisoning of the human body is now just kind of accepted. Like, is it weird to see science catch up to you?
Well, I mean, look. What happened, and I knew what they were doing. This is like 15 years ago. I did like an hour-long analysis from South African University and a university in Japan, a university of, I think, Rice in Houston, and the University of Berkeley in California, that just a little bit of atrazine would bend the gender of almost all the frogs, sterilize a lot of them, and turn a large portion of them where they would try to have sex with males and confuse them so much in their development as embryos floating around in the creek or pond. And so I did all that science, and then I said, listen, this isn't about hating gay people or something. This is about chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay, and I went on to say, and then their populations collapse and they die, and the frogs are a microcosm of us. Well, then within 2 weeks, every late-night comedy show, every one of them came out and did a monologue and attacked me, and then it turned out later that they were being directed by major foundations and the CIA. They even later bragged, oh yeah, Chuck E. Schumer, we work with a body with him and a foundation. They actually came to them with a script that said attack Alex Jones, because they went, ignore the hour of serious stuff he talked about, make it a joke. So their joke about frogs made it blow up even bigger in their face. But you have to understand, they know people don't believe the news anymore, at least for 20 years. So it's the nightly comedy shows that are totally written by the globalists, and they give the comedy writers what they want them to do. And so whenever you see them, like, oh, look, the shots are good. We're all getting them. Take 10. It all works wonderful. Arrest Donald Trump. That's literally the CIA, the Carnegie Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation assaulting you when you're at home drinking a beer trying to watch some comedy. And so that's, I mean, people think I predicted, God, he was right. The frogs are all turning gay. And then they're dying, you know. No, it's been known forever. But they even had, people didn't believe me when I talked about it, when I was reading the documents, because we weren't on TV then. I'm reading this on air, and people are thinking that they weren't all getting MIT Quarterly. Then MIT, about 7 years ago, look this up. Humanoid hybrid chimeras are gestating at facilities across the United States. And it goes on to say, part pig, part human, part cow, part human, so that they won't be rejected by the cows that are growing them. They then harvest the organs, they harvest the stem cells, and they've got facilities now with thousands of cows per facility with humanoids growing in them. And this is in the literature, and they don't like me because I go, here's the literature, but they won't let you on the basis. And let me tell you, with the spider goats 25 years ago, I call up one of the places in New York where they've got goats that are part spider. Okay, and their milk makes body armor. And I get the head guy, a private contractor in the Pentagon, he's happy. Like, he comes on, 2 days later he calls back, he goes, the Pentagon's really mad. They didn't even tell him it was classified. They're gonna kill me if you don't take down that interview. Okay, so you're hearing all this, look up spider goats, 30-year-old stuff, okay? All of this, so as good as I tell you stuff is, it's also bad because there's a breakaway civilization that's really in like the year 2045, according to their estimates. They've already got way more advanced AI, everything else. But they can't get full control of the human population yet, because in an hour, if we wanted to tear up all the equipment and the AI systems and shut it down, we could. It's not that it's bad in of itself. It's how it's being deployed against us. That's why they've got to get rid of the farms and the ranches and the gardens and people knowing how to build things and do things. They've got to make us obsolete first, and then they're going to release the real bioweapons that kill the majority of people. That's why COVID was just a drill, they admit it was, to get us locked down. So when they release the real bioweapon, you just stay at home and die like you're supposed to. But we're not going to do it. And if they release the big bioweapon, we know who to go after, Bill Gates. We'll get you in your bunker. And Zuckerberg will bring you to justice legally and lawfully through the court system. And if you look at the politicians and Democrats particularly, they are not connected to reality. So to them, everything human is scary. They want sanitized, shrunken. I mean, if you look at Democrat Party politicians, they look like a demonic spider sucked their life force out. So these are...
Wait. I'm sorry. I want you to stop. When you look at a Democratic politician, they look like a demonic spider sucked their life force out. I just want to acknowledge that as a great description.
And you've been around them in person, so have I. I mean, the vibes, 20 feet from Hillary, you repel. She's up there like jack-o'-lantern. I can't even make face. I mean, horrifying, and they're slithering around.
I'm not really sure how Kamala Harris became the Democratic nominee, went in like one day from being someone everybody made fun of to being the most heroic figure in human history. I'm still kind of bewildered by it, but I would be interested in your take on Kamala Harris. Who is Kamala Harris and how'd she get here?
That's a great question. Well, Kamala Harris got the same amount of votes in the primaries as Ronald McDonald, which is zero. Kamala Harris is a soulless, truly empty flesh bag who was admittedly a sex operative. It's clear that Kamala Harris was a political sex operative. Willie Brown's talked about it, all of it. And then she was so soulless that we put innocent people in prison.
All right, I just dealt with that emergency problem, and at some point, I'm going to be able to tell everybody about this. But the Democratic Party is openly in federal court trying to buy this operation at the auction and trying to make sure it stays in the auction, that they own Alex Jones, the name, and they own my real Alex Jones account on X. And again, if you're a new viewer, that doesn't sound real. You can just Reuters AP... Sandy Hook families want Alex Jones's social media and his name. So that, and anywhere I go, they say, you can't be Alex Jones anymore. We now own you. It's a violation of the 13th Amendment. It's slavery. You're like, that's impossible. They're taking 8-year-olds away from families that the school's brainwashed. They're really a girl and they're a boy and they want to get fast-tracked to be sterilized. And the parents tell them that's not right. And it's child abuse and the child's taken in many states. That doesn't sound real, right? The Pentagon's got a project that's in the news to create synthetic meat and ban cows. Doesn't sound real. It's happening. There's federal initiatives here and in other countries where all the new housing being built in many areas is 250 square foot coffins that you live in, and then you pay way more percentage-wise for what you get, and they call it, you know, liberal and loving. In the UK, and I didn't see it on my list, but I posted it on X yesterday, so grab it. Or maybe it's there, but I missed it. It's an old woman at her house. She's lived for many years. But the code enforcers are able to say, because the house isn't in perfect upkeep, that they're going to take the house and force the sale to Muslim invaders. And then so there's a housing shortage in the UK, so they take your house, kick you out, using code enforcement, because the invaders are going to get a government grant to fix the house. Oh, some of your roof needs to be repaired. Well, I don't have money. I'm a pensioner. Well, you're out on the street, old lady. Remember the videos 10 years ago in Italy, the old man crying has a little hotel, three generations. The North Africans come in, they kick the guest out and say, now these people live here. And by the way, you don't get paid. And he's crying because he just had his home commandeered. You know, that's in the Constitution, it's in the Bill of Rights, that you can't quarter troops or have standing armies inside the U.S. because the British would come up and say, everybody out of your house, we're going to live in here. Well, now they quarter foreigners in people's houses or in your sports stadium. Remember all the cases in Texas and Illinois and New York, California, where you'd have a middle school, high school. They'd say, well, no football this year, or no volleyball, or, you know, gym classes canceled. Illegal aliens are going to live in there now. And you got the mothers on TV. Well, we're in a high crime area, and what keeps my sons out of trouble is the after school athletics, and they just canceled that. and I got to work as a janitor till 6 p.m. every night, and then it takes me an hour to get home, and I'm worried about my sons. They're going to get killed. Remember those clips? I mean, this is sick. And it's all about seeing what they can make us take. And that's where we are. And I have to sit here and decide, well, I got to go file objections in federal court. Because if I don't have the lawyers and we don't do the briefings and we don't go fight them and I don't oppose it, they got a precedent to not just take my name and not just take my social media, but take yours. Remember, Alex Jones is a test case. They chose me. They've said on the news. We tested on him. They experiment on me. And I'm not a victim. At one level, I love it. Because I asked for this fight. I took him on. I wanted to hurt the globalists. I wanted to turn things around. I wanted to protect the innocents. It's an instinct with me. It's a spirit. But the other side doesn't like being shut down and doesn't like being messed with. But you know what? I asked for this. We're all in God's plan, but that's why I humbly ask you to realize where we are and how epic and urgent and existential, life-threatening, to not just the future of the Republic, but your very life, your very bodily autonomy with these scumbags coming after everything, with their poison shots and the medical martial law and the UN treaties. And again, they're all over TV. Oh, we're going to have UN troops. We're going to have NATO controlling. Oh, we're going to arrest everybody. Oh, we're going to put you in jail for your speech. They're passing laws in California. John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, they're Tampon Tim. They're all on TV. You don't have a First Amendment if we say it's disinfo. And they define disinfo as anything truthful. So I'm going to reset, start the next hour, and I'm going to drill through these articles that I've mentioned in detail. I'm going to open the phones up for all of you ahead of Ezra Levant. He's flown down here from Canada. He's got Rebel Media, great journalist, great organization. Talk about the state of the world and where this is all going. And then I'll continue to broadcast into the fourth hour today. But when Elon Musk declares, if Trump is not elected, quote, if Trump is not elected, this will be the last election, says voting Trump was the only way to save America. That's not hyperbole. That's not hype. That's exactly where we are. And it's actually worse than he's saying, because then you've got to define what they're going to do to us once they get full control. So this isn't a game. This is an entertainment show. You're not watching a movie here. I know most of you know that. This is a war. Find your survival instinct. Find your life force. Cry out to God for guidance and get fired up. All right, we'll be right back with hour number two. Please, Paul Revere's, spread the live links at Real Alex Jones now. Do it now. Today's conspiracy theories, tomorrow's truths.
Some of these conspiracy theories have turned out to be true.
Which ones?
The Trump-Russia witch hunt, Jeffrey Epstein, JFK assassination, the misuse of the Patriot Act, the Iraq war, the weapons of mass destruction, the war in Ukraine, the bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline, the open border migration caravans, the climate change scam, chemtrails, and HARP, and 9/11 being an inside job, and the Internet of Things surveillance grid, and PFAs, and chemicals in the water turning everyone gay, and the 2020 election being stolen, and January 6th being filled with undercover feds, and Bilderberg, and Bohemian Grove, and global government, not to mention gain-of-function research, and the threat of China, and collapsing birth rates, and defund the police, and George Soros, and mail-in ballots, and big tech censorship, and disinformation agencies, and Obama's birth certificate, and probably some others I can't think of. I mean, so a few of them. I guess a couple of them have been true.
You will meet so many amazing people wearing the shirt. I'd say you'll get probably 50 compliments before you get one person screaming at you.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
But it's an adventure to wear any of these shirts, but particularly this one. Get this design and so many others. They're limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on air in our fight against the globalist. And I want to thank you so much for your support, because literally,
When you call in thanking me on air, I say stop, because I'm thanking you. I love fighting the globalists. This is what I do. We've had such a huge effect together. So I want to thank you all for your past support. Encourage you now to go to thealexjonesstore.com and be sure to enter for the free truck and $10,000 and buy more product, support the broadcast, and get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day, each time you buy a product. This new initiative is so important to the future. So everybody, if you support what we're doing and want to get great shirts and ball caps at the same time, go to thealexjonesstore.com. And I almost forgot, most of these shirts come in multiple colors.